This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny afternoon across Israel, with bright skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is also enjoying a clear day, making it perfect for outdoor activities. A warm evening is expected later. Here are today's headlines. First, UNET reports, just in, former President Trump says the U.S. prohibited Israel from striking Lebanon as a 10-day truce takes hold. Also, earlier this hour, Mariv reports Prime Minister Netanyahu stated in a recorded speech that Israel has removed both immediate and distant threats from Hezbollah following the ceasefire. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports Iran negotiators received a military escort from Pakistan after peace talks, citing potential threats from Israel. Separately, I-24 News reports that Trump reiterated Israel is not to bomb Lebanon. And finally, earlier today, Times of Israel reports the IDF remains on high alert amid the fragile ceasefires with Iran and Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13 posted just minutes ago questioning if Iran agreed to halt uranium enrichment, with Trump confirming they agreed to all terms. From the Belaz, writing just now, President Trump disclosed in an interview that Iran has agreed to stop enriching uranium. The Times of Israel reported 17 minutes ago that the IDF is on high alert during the current ceasefires with Iran and Lebanon. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with former President Trump's remarks about prohibiting Israeli strikes in Lebanon, reports from YNET indicate this decision aligns with a U.S.-brokered ceasefire, aiming to stabilize the region. This development could lead to diplomatic negotiations moving forward. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's address, reported by Mariv, he emphasized that Israel's operations achieved significant security gains. The statement comes amid a tense peace, highlighting Israel's strategic military advancements against Hezbollah. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details Iran's peace talk negotiators receiving an escort from Pakistan. This precaution follows concerns over potential Israeli military actions. Such measures reflect the ongoing regional tensions despite diplomatic efforts. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a significant change at Netflix as founder Reed Hastings steps down, leading to a stock market dip. His departure comes at a critical time for the media giant's strategic direction. Separately, YNET Business notes that an Israeli company, AIA, has attracted U.S. military interest with its innovative cargo aircraft. This small autonomous vehicle could revolutionize logistics, especially in strategic areas like the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, the president of the Industrialists Association warns about the impact of a weakening dollar on Israeli jobs. Economic adjustments may be necessary as currency values shift. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.